very clear when she'd offered Charity the job. Bring businesses to fool's gold, and fast. Here's what I'm prepared to offer, she said, making a second column. She went through all three problems and listed solutions, including an extra 5 seconds of left turn time on the signal at the top of the off-ramp. The board members listened, and when she was done, they once again looked at Mr. Berman. That does sound good, he began. Sound good? It was better than good. It was a once-in-a-lifetime deal. It was everything the university had asked for. It was zero-calorie brownie with ice cream.
There's still one problem, Mr. Berman said.
Which is? She asked.
4 acres on the county line.
The voice came from the doorway. Charity turned and saw a man entering the conference room. He was tall and blonde, good-looking to the point of being almost another species. And he moved with an easy athletic grace that made her feel instantly awkward. He looked vaguely familiar, but she was sure they'd never met before. He gave her a quick smile. The flash of teeth, the millisecond of attention, nearly knocked her into the wall. Who was this guy?
Bernie, the stranger said, turning the megawatt grin on the group leader. I heard you were in town.